kendine dönüp çalışacağım. Nereden yapalım böyle? Zaman en aydın bakacağım. Ne yapacağını? Bir fotoğrafı bizden içeride olarak yazar ki onu var. İstiyorlar mı? Sen kuruluş edelim. Bakalım ki bakalım. Araba araba insanı bilir. Dünyanın içini tanımıyor.
Zikr Mishmas, Daniel Shane Bas, Yeshua Falak. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Korach. And at the end of the Parsha, we have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. And the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara says there are two parts to the mitzvah. One is that the father does it on the 31st day when the child is born, the father does it. But what if the father is a guy? You know, sometimes you have a situation the father is not Jewish. Sometimes you have a situation where Rav Moshe Feinstein permitted if a father can't have children for the wife to get zera sperm from a sperm bank to impregnate the woman. The father's not Jewish. So then the halacha is the son does it when he becomes bar mitzvah. The son does a pidyon haben when he becomes a bar mitzvah. There's a question whether someone else could do it on the 31st day. If the father's a guy, could we get someone else? Could we get the Bezdin to do it or not? That's a whole the whole discussion. But it's always best for the father to do it. And if the father doesn't do it, then the son does it when he is bar mitzvah. And also the Chasam Sofer writes that it is, even if the father's not there, in other words, we make a whole ceremony. We have the child, we have everything. The father doesn't even have to be, the baby doesn't even have to be there. The father could be out of town. And the Chasam Sofer says in those days, they didn't even know if the father was out of town, if the child was still alive yet. But there's a chazaka that he can rely on, that the father, that the baby is still alive. And he said his Rebbe, the Rav Nosson Adler, accepted money for Pidyon HaBen, even though it was not in front of the father. It's always better that the father does it, even if it's not, even if the child is not going to be present, because it's a whole machlokas whether someone else could do it. But everyone agrees that if no one did it, then when the child becomes bar mitzvah, he should do it himself.
You mean if the baby is not there, they could do it?
They could do the pidyon haben, even if the baby is not there.
And if your father is not there?
So that's a question whether someone could do it. So it's better always that the father should do it wherever he is. The father's out of town. He should do the pidyon haben, even though the baby's not there. He's in a different...
The main thing is the father
should do it. The main thing the father should do, yeah, and it's a question whether someone else could do it. So the father should do it, and if the father didn't do it when he's the child's bar mitzvah, then the boy should do it when he's bar mitzvah.